KD, listen.
P2HXS, mobile listening.
HXS. I hope I got that right. This is Larry, KC4SKD. Yeah, we've talked before. How you doing?
Hey, Larry, how are you? I'm trying to stay warm and keep other people warm today.
Yeah, I'm out running errands. I'm off today. I went and bought a part for the truck. Now I got to go crawl under and work on it for a little bit. Hopefully it won't take me too long. And I emphasize the word hopefully.
Oh, I know. Be careful how you talk because, you know, don't do it. Just get her done.
It's one of the oxygen sensors, or actually it's called the air/fuel ratio sensor. The one on it now is not sending any voltage back to the computer, so I suspect it's bad.
Oh, my goodness. Oish. I remember the days of doing that with a screwdriver up on the carburetor on my big four-barrel Holley double pumper.
I never had a Holley four-barrel. I had a Holley two-barrel. It was on a Chevrolet Vega. That was a much simpler days.
A Chevy Vega? Oh, my goodness. What'd you V8 in that thing?
A stock four-cylinder, but it had a Holley two-barrel on it. So, yeah, I bought it from my dad's cousin that blew the head gasket, so we took the engine out, rebuilt it, put it back in. And once we got the bug ironed out of it, it was a fairly decent running little car.
Excellent. Yeah, my last car that I rebuilt an engine on was an old 71 Chevelle with a 307. It was a partial rebuild. I put a new cam in it. And I put a small four-barrel, I think it was a 450 or something like that. It wasn't a big one, but it was a small four-barrel. That thing ran pretty good with that thing.
Ever since I was 17, my dad and I have worked on cars, you know, a lot. And I just got through rebuilding the head gasket blew, so I took the head off, had it machined, took it to a machine shop, and had all the head redone. And worked on it while it was apart.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I've got a Dodge Durango, and it's got one of those Pentastar 6s, Pentastar 6-cylinder. And come to find out that it's an aluminum block with steel sleeves in it, and knowing that, I take it real easy. I don't abuse this thing. But yeah, the engines, I guess they last. They got 117,000 on it now, and she runs okay.
Over 254,000, and when I took the head off the cylinder walls, you could still see the crosshatch pattern where they machined it at the factory. So I thought, wow, that's pretty neat.
Wow, that means you change your oil on time.
3,000, and I put the Castrol high mileage oil in it too. I don't buy the cheap stuff.
Yeah, that's what I do. Every 3 to 5, I put Castrol GTX high mileage oil. Yeah, no, that's the best way to go.
Yeah, I got to go work on the Tacoma. Just got through doing a bunch of work to it, too. It had a bad oil leak, so I took the head covers off, redid all that, put new knock sensors on it. Somebody put the wrong spark plugs in it, so I put the right spark plugs, and hopefully, if we get this little problem fixed with it now, it should be good to go.
Yeah, I had that happen in my wife's car. My wife's got a Honda CR-V, and that's got 180,000, and the engine, you step on the gas and she goes, you know, so can't complain. But somebody put the wrong plugs in it, the wrong heat range on the plugs, and I went and I did the tune-up. I had to change a couple of coils on it, and then I put all the right plugs in it. Man, that thing runs great now. It's nice and smooth, and it's burning at the right temperature.
But anyway, that's what I'm looking at. I'm taking time off. I gotta take my time off or I lose it. So not exactly how I wanted to spend part of the day, but, you know, got to be done.
Oh, I hear you. Well, good luck today, Larry. Do what you got to do. I'm just about ready to pull into my supply house here down in Greenville, and I got to go, and I got a bunch of stuff to do today. Have a good afternoon, sir. We'll catch you later. KB2HXS, 73 for now.
Hey, that works out fine, because I'm going down the street now, almost at the house. So we'll talk with you later. KC4SKD.
KC4SKD, KB2HXS, 73, Larry.